Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My name is Anthony Straupar, and I'm the Principal Associate at Asset Technologies Pacific. I'd like to briefly share with you the role of the consultant and their primary responsibility to support and protect their clients' interests. First of all, the consultant must always act with integrity and advise the client if a particular plan or strategy poses undue risk to the performance or reputation of the client, even if the potential risk is not imminent and may not occur until long after the consultancy engagement has been finalized, if at all. It's unacceptable to have the attitude that the deliverables will be strictly limited to what's explicitly stated in the consultancy brief, particularly when it becomes clear that there is a gap between what the client has specified and what the client has expressed as its objectives. Secondly, as a consultant, we must always appreciate that the client may possess facts that cannot be divulged for political, security, or commercial reasons, and what appears to be a potential risk from a cursory review may have already been assessed and been deemed to be of a lesser risk that will not impede the plan or strategy. When the consultant identifies a potential risk, communications with the client need to be conducted in a professional and confidential manner, so that the client can make an informed decision on whether to proceed or if measures need to be implemented. A discussion of this nature should only be had by a very senior representative of the consultancy, as it requires a person who possesses the necessary experience and knowledge to fully appreciate the risk and their implications. It's also very possible that the issue may have been addressed at an earlier stage and it wouldn't be appropriate to revisit the matter. A reputable consultancy will always encourage its staff to report matters of this nature to a senior consultant who will then determine the appropriate process for addressing the matter with the client. On the surface, this approach may appear contrary to the profitability of the consultancy. There will always be a risk that the engagement could be terminated if the development of the plan was not to proceed, say due to the unforeseen risk that could become evident following the preliminary stages. Should this occur, it's likely that the consultancy could experience a loss of income. However, the most respected and ultimately the most successful consultancies are the ones that support and protect their clients. These consultants also tend to be more successful at cultivating long-term relationships, developing deeper understanding, and maximizing the benefit to the client and their stakeholders. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio.